This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump's range of choices for U.S. Supreme Court go from Brett Kavanaugh, whose rulings say government may protect unborn children, yet who has also ruled that contraceptives hold a compelling government interest, to Amy Coney Barrett, whose legal thinking and wide-ranging legal endorsements are earning strong pro-life support, to Raymond Kethledge, once legal counsel to a U.S. senator who sought to overturn Roe v. Wade by law. Abortion advocates are in high gear over the president's announcement. However, media icon Bill Donahue of the Catholic League says senators who have showed anti-Catholic bias in earlier judicial hearings may need to recuse themselves from confirmation proceedings. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. In other headlines, the Trump administration continues refusing to defend President Obama's abortion pill mandates. Alliance Defending Freedom won a federal district court ruling that Geneva College in Pennsylvania is protected by the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and is free from the contraceptive mandate. And South Carolina's governor is vetoing a health care bill also funding Planned Parenthood, despite being a re-election year. Governor Henry McMaster vows to hold up $16 million in health care funding to keep tax dollars away from Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.